This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Don't forget Tiger fans. It's LSU 6-4 taking on Vandy, also 6-4 tomorrow in Death Valley. Coverage starts 2:00. Join Mike Dettelier and Jeff Palermo for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by Map Construction. Always a great time. They have 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, and you know, life's just more fun with seafood. Catch LSU's pregame and then the kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6:45. Tigers against the Commodores. 9 hours of exciting LSU football coverage again starting at 2:00 on WWL, always free on the Odyssey app. And I was kind of, until we got into my Four Horsemen quiz, which I always struggle with. I'd be a D. If you were my professor, I don't think I'd pass. That's how I do on your quizzes. But I was going to the Rams, is where we started. And it's like, remember this team? You talked about this last week. This was a team 1-4. And they were, you know, like giving up for dead. They were going to have
selling.
It was like selling, you know, getting rid. You know, guys were hurt. What are we going to do? And 1-4, and they, for whatever reason, you know, who knows, their bye week came week 5. And since then, beat Las Vegas, beat Minnesota, beat Seattle, lost to Miami, beat New England to get to 5-5. They're home against Philadelphia, 8-2 on Sunday afternoon. So the Saints are going to get a 6-5 team that is really hot, or a 5-6 team that is still pretty hot in a division where you don't got to be too good.
Nope, because Seattle has struggled. I think Arizona is still leading that division. And what's interesting is with the 49ers, Brock Purdy, he's been banged up a little bit. I know he didn't practice. I think he was limited a little bit yesterday. And so the Rams, they were selling. Cooper Kupp was available. There was talk of maybe Matthew Stafford being available and some other players available. And like you talked about, one, they got the bye week that was early. Then you start to get Puka Nacua, halfway healthy. You get Cooper Kupp, who had been hurt. He's a little feeling a little bit better. Next thing you know, you've rolled off, you know, almost what, 4 in a row, or at least 4 out of 5.
5 of 6, the Miami game.
5 of 6, and it's just like, no, we're not going to sell. We're right in the middle of this deal. We're good, and so for me, with them, it starts with the quarterback. I mean, if you don't hit Matthew Stafford, and even hit him sometimes, he's still been able to get up. With them, they probably haven't run it as well as they've want to run it, and some of it is because some of their offensive linemen, hello, we know about that, have been down and been banged up. But defensively, they are flying. They are flying to the football defensively. Some of the young players, I think Verse, one of the defensive ends from Florida State, playing really, really well. So they've got some pieces over there on the defensive side of the football, and obviously offensively. What you see in practice from the Saints, the motions, the movement, the bootlegs, whether it's wide zone, inside zone, whatever it is, that's what you're going to see from the game film. That's what you're going to get. That's exactly who they are. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a tough, tough test for the Saints.
And so you're right. So if you just kind of look at the NFC South and NFC West, so Arizona still leads. They're 6-4, and so they've all been through their byes. Rams, Seattle, San Francisco, all 5-5. Right. So that division, good gosh, up for grabs, right? In the South, you know, Atlanta 6-5, Tampa 4-6. I mean, you know, Saints and the Cardinals 4-7, 3-7. Atlanta is like the Saints. They're off this weekend as well. So they won't be playing. But, man, just a lot of teams. Now, you know, other divisions, you know, the NFC East, you're probably going to get two. The NFC North, who knows, right? Unless they start beating up on each other.
Well, that's what I was about to say. For them, they've got to at least some point start beating up on each other, you know, as far as I think the Giants, I mean, not the Giants, Chicago may be the only one that's
– one division game.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, Minnesota, Green Bay, both of those, they've looked really, really well as far as the team. And so
– but you're right.
And then you've got Detroit, who's the cream of the crop right now of the NFL.
But so the Detroit's 9-1, Minnesota 8-2, Green Bay 7-3. Detroit has played two division games. Minnesota 2, Packers 3, Chicago 1. So there's a lot of NFC North football to play, just like there's a lot of AFC North football to play. It's all division games almost from here on out in that division. So man, it's just but from the Saints standpoint, man, getting this time off, getting this time away, in some respects you could say, man, I don't know, they're playing really good football, but, you know, take this bye, because you got Eric was kind of, you know, banged up.
And I mean, and from having injuries myself and having to come back from those type of injuries, it's you hadn't pushed yourself to that point in practice, and then it's the amount of plays that you get, and it's the soreness. And so,
and the scar tissue. Right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you were fighting.
I'm thinking it's scar tissue. I think that he will be fine. I think that he'll be able to go next week. But I think it's the scar tissue being able to break, and you know, it's a weird feeling. It's painful.
It is a big one for both teams, the Saints. In 2024, Week 12 bye. 2023, Week 11 bye. 2022, Week 14, and then they went the other way. 2021, Week 6. 2020, Week 6. Off this weekend, as are the Falcons.